The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Okay, you know, I like to fight government. I like to fight the man. And I saw a story about a guy in Vermont who is doing that in a very unique way. And I wanted to introduce you to Ted Pelkey. Ted, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell me what your dispute is about out there. You have a business that you want to move from one place to another piece of property of yours, is that right?
Yeah, I have a business that I would like to move to my home, actually. I live there. I want to put it on my property at my house and work right from there so I can walk out and go to work.
What kind of business is it?
We have a truck repair, and we recycle some monofilament, like a little warehouse type thing. And we have commercial land there, so it's a small building. It's only 80 feet wide and 100 feet long is what we're looking to propose to build. You know, we have 11 acres of land. I think that's plenty. So,
And it's zoned commercial. It's not a residential zoning then.
Hey, well, it's zoned commercial, yes. And it's, you know, the town's trying to encourage commercial development in their town plan. So, I mean, the two things sort of go together, right?
So why are they denying you?
It's more of a grudge thing when they don't. It's more we don't like you type situation than whether it meets the rules or not. I mean, we've already proved it meets the rules. We've won in court once already. It's just an ongoing thing. You know, in small town government, when people don't like you, you got one person on the board that hates you, and he tells you he hates you. Right there, you know, in the public eye, recorded and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of an honest shake are you going to get out of a development review board when the chair hates you? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I've only been talking with you for a couple of minutes, and you sound like a fine, pleasant man. What have you done to make them hate you?
Well, you know, it's like anything, you know. You might have wrapped heads with one of them once on issues that had nothing to do with the town thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, like our DRB guy, you know, I knew him before he ever lived in the town of Westford, and we had issues then, so now he moves to the town of Westford, and the first thing he does is get himself on a board, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And having to be the board, you got to go in front of.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
So you have decided to fight back in a rather unique way, Ted. Tell me what you did.
No, we just, you know, we had mediation probably a few months ago, and they were going to give us another answer in 3 weeks or something, and 3 months had went by, and you know, me and my wife were out to eat, and we were just discussing it sitting at a bar, and, you know, I'm just fed up, and you know, it's been 10 years of my life now, and, you know, I'd like to get a big giant middle finger statue and just put it on the front lawn, and you know, my wife said, geez, that'd be pretty neat.
Wait a second. Ted, I've been married for 31 years, and when I throw out ideas like that to my wife, she says, I'm crazy. Your wife said that would be pretty neat?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to understand, me and my wife have fought this battle together, you know what I mean? We were two people that when we met, we didn't have 10 cents, you know?
Yeah.
We've worked hard to get where we are today. I've thrown away a lot of money at this project.
Okay.
We haven't been treated fairly, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And she's all about, you know, we need to give them a taste of their own. So she stands beside me pretty good. So we're on the same page.
Okay. So you went to, was it a chainsaw carver guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he whipped me up a middle finger.
And so how tall is the middle finger hand?
Oh, the whole thing is probably 6.5 to 7 foot. It probably weighs, you know, 600 pounds or something. You know, it's fairly large. And then we mounted it to a top of a 16-foot pole.
Okay. And yeah. I also heard you put up lighting on it so everybody can see it from the highway and from all around.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like the North Star shining out there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I also heard it's become quite a tourist attraction, Ted.
Absolutely. I cannot believe, you know, the people that come to visit the finger, it's phenomenal. I would have never dreamed that it would have been such an attraction. It, it's downright impressive, I think.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I've seen a picture of it. I'll get a picture from you so we can put it on our blog, too. Some people coming from all over New England for this?
Well, you know, I've seen, you know, people have been there, you know. There's people have come, you know, 250 miles to see the thing.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, we have people from Newport, which is probably 75, 80 miles away.
Okay.
You know, there's people coming. Yeah, and it's last Saturday, you know, if we didn't have 150 cars, we didn't have one, you know. It's amazing.
Now, is this going to help you, the fact that you're flipping off the town of Westford, is that going to help you in your pursuit of this business goal?
You know, I really don't care at this point in time in my life. I put it out there to make a statement to the town, because you could scream at them what that finger sort of means,
right?
And they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't hear you. I think they hear the finger out there, and it says nothing. You know, if you stand there, it's really quiet. You can't hear nothing,
right?
But I think it's making a wicked statement. And I mean, and I'm gonna, you know, to be the people that come. I speak to quite a few of them. Some of them come to the house, knock at the door, want to shake your hand. I've heard no negatives on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody came and said, hey, boy, I think it's pretty derogatory what you've done. Take that down.
Right.
What kind of a person are you?
Everybody loves it.
I haven't heard that. I really do. I believe there's more love for the finger than hate by far.
Okay, that's good to know. Do you and your wife have kids?
Yes, we do. Yeah,
what do your kids think about it? They like you too?
My kids are very supportive of their father, and they're laughing. They get a kick out of it. And they, you know, you got to understand, my kids know dad, right?
Yeah.
You know, when dad tells you, you know, I'm going to do that,
right,
he means it. And they know dad. Dad's always taught them to stick up for their stuff, so their rights, and they think they're getting wrong done. And Yeah, my family supports it.
Okay. Well, good stuff, Ted. Way to fight the man. I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay. Ted, I really appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Ted Pelkey in Vermont. You got to fight back against government sometimes. All that is your big lead for today.